are looking forward to the weekend. We're doing our turkey drive today. We'll be hearing from Craig Swope in the next segment. But here on the Monica Jay Show, you know we want it to be live and local. And we also want it to be things that are topical throughout the country as well. It's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we've had some pretty high-profile guests on this show, but I would definitely have to say that this is our highest-profile person. Now, joining me, even though we know there are a lot of things going on in Washington, D.C., this gentleman is actually getting some work done. Please welcome the Honorable Robert Wilkie, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Monica,
Robert, I greatly appreciate your time.
Can I tell you what my grandfather, who was an old sailor, when I got that title honorable a few years ago, he told me something that kept me grounded. He said, "Son, that's a wonderful title. That and 60 cents will get you a ride on a New Orleans bus." And that kept me grounded for a long time.
Well, I think that is fantastic advice from your grandfather, and thank you for doing the work that you're doing.
Oh, it's my honor.
You know, going in 2018, you were following in the footsteps of some pretty tumultuous times.
Yes.
And the things that you've put in place and are going forward with, especially with the concerns that so many of us have, because I don't know, I'm sure you're familiar with it, that we have quite a veterans history here in Northern Nevada, and we have our Fallon Naval Air Station and just some other wonderful men and women here that serve in the military.
Yeah. And well, right there in Reno, we've got 32,000 veterans who use our health care center there.
And the fact that we're going out and we're preparing to, you know, have a great weekend and have fun. There are men and women who have served this country who are suffering from PTSD, and they're not thinking about going and having fun. They're thinking about suicide.
Right. That is, let me say, well, first of all, thank you for the kind words. I will say that, you know, I was very happy as the Undersecretary of Defense, and this came. I'm the son of a combat soldier. I'm still a colonel in the Air Force Reserve. This has been my life. And when the president asked me, I said, "Yes, sir." General Mattis used to say that I was born in khaki diapers. I actually take that as a badge of honor. But the president has allowed me to let our very talented people loose. I presented the largest budget in the history of this department to the Congress, $220 billion. I don't have to give the president any budget cuts. But the number one crisis is suicide. Let me take a step back real fast. The United States Army, and I know of your father's service, the United States Army began taking statistics on suicide in 1892.
Oh.
We have not, as a country, addressed this. So every day, 20 veterans take their lives. 60% of those we don't see. The majority, and I think it is probably the case in your broadcast area, the majority of those who take their lives are from my father's era, Vietnam. And to put that in perspective, these are problems stemming from a war. Lyndon Johnson left Washington, D.C. 50 years ago in January. That's how long these things have been going on. We have not addressed them. The president has given me the authority for the first National Suicide Task Force. But I've said publicly, Monica, that if we just focus on the last tragic act in a veteran's life, then we're not going to get anywhere. We have to look at mental health. We have to look at addiction. And we have to look at homelessness. And what I think we will come out with, and I've already, you know, presaged what one of the conclusions will be, because we can't find those veterans, I want to go into tribal lands. I want to go to charities and localities, give them resources to help us find those veterans we don't see. I'll give you an example. In Alaska, 50% of the veterans up there have no contact with us. I asked the Federation of Natives, all of the tribes of Alaska, to double the number of representatives they have to help us get into the wilderness and find those folks. The same applies in rural Nevada. You know, I know about your commitment. I know about your broadcast. You have a huge rural area there. Mm-hmm. We not only have to help other people help us find those veterans, but through the Mission Act, we have to get out into rural Nevada with telehealth, but also with mobile vet centers, mobile nutrition centers, and get to those folks who are so far away.
I believe in the sites that are mobile. You know, there's something about having a location for people to go to that the funding usually goes away or gets drained and sites have to close. If we just focus on the mobile capabilities to get to these people,
that's right. It
would help extremely. And, you know, I'm sure from the communications that we've had that we have a huge homeless crisis here as well. And, you know, in the past, you've used the MARE challenge to prevent suicide.
Right.
How has that worked?
Well, it's worked well in most places in the country. You know, you mentioned Reno in your listening area. There are about 103 veterans who are on the streets. The formula has worked in most of the country in the sense that in the last administration, we were looking at 400,000 veterans and families on the streets every night. We're down to 40,000. That's still a lot, but it's a huge advancement from what went on before. The thing that worked in getting homelessness down in most places in the country was to go to Catholic charities or the United Way and give them the resources to get out on the streets where this big government institution could not. And working with the mayors, working with the localities, we've done that. We are really the first in the nation in most areas with transitional housing. Make sure that veterans who are brought in get medical care, but we also work on transitioning them back into what they had once been accustomed to in society. We've made tremendous headway, but we still need a ways to go. Now, one thing that we've approved here in the last few weeks is that for Reno, we have approved adding a new healthcare for homeless veterans team at the Reno Medical Center. So we're putting more resources into your community to find those 103 that we don't see. So we've increased the staff by almost 10 there at the medical center for homeless veterans in your area.
Is it part of the PTSD or just the environment that there are veterans that just don't want to be found?
Yeah. You know, you've hit on something that is the hardest to break. And I'm going to use Vietnam. Let me use a family example. So my father, badly wounded in the invasion of Cambodia, it took him 3 years to recover. But after the end of those 3 years, he was back at Fort Bragg, back as a senior officer in the 82nd Airborne Division. But I remember those times, and he was not allowed to wear his uniform off post because of the reception that soldiers all across the country were getting in those times. Some people took that, well, my father took it as just part of the costs of service. Other people took that as an indication that their government and their society had abandoned them, and they have separated themselves from society. That is what I see in the majority of those who take their lives, and it is we are still dealing with the residue of that conflict that ended, you know, 44 years ago in 1975 when Saigon fell. So it is a combination of things, but those memories have been lingering for so long. There are also, look, I'm never going to tell somebody that we're going to reach zero in this fight. I'll give you an example. There's just general human tragedy that occurs. At a hospital in Cleveland, a 69-year-old veteran took his life. He was looking at cancer surgery that would have removed his left eye, his jaw, and his vocal cords. And he made a decision, I'm not going to live like that. He took his life, and he left us a note that if we would please take care of his mother. So human life is not linear. But for us, we have to do our best to find these folks and at least give them a chance. And I know that's what the president's committed to, and that's what I'm committed to.
Now, I know you would like to see zero. We would love to see that. But won't the numbers just regularly increase for the basic fact that the technology that we have on the battlefield now is bringing more of our men and women home with limb loss, with the PTSD?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We have seen a revolutionary change in battlefield medicine. The injuries that in my father's generation, or even when I was a young officer, that would have meant the end of life, we now are able to sustain life, which means we are dealing with the human condition in ways that we've never dealt with them before. People who can live with a spinal cord injury, or who can live even missing all four limbs for decades and decades after the injury, and we are adjusting to that reality. It makes it harder.
Then you have people like Joey Jones out there who is, you know, missing both of his legs, and he's so positive and such a great ambassador that, you know, hey, life goes on and you can still enjoy it.
That's right. And we have to, you know, we have to take that spirit and make sure that others are imbued with it. And it's hard because the mind works differently with each individual.
Mm-hmm. Now you're putting
the bottom
more resources...
line is being welcoming and saying that this is a family. And I can say this from my own father's experience. Two families saved him. Our family, my mother, brother, and sister, and the Army family that didn't neglect him and did not push him aside. So that's the outreach that we have to have.
Now, you're putting more resources into Reno, but as a national call, and as we talk about technology and social media, as part of the mission, will social media be used more? Because we just had a group start up here locally, High Anxiety Day. It's a closed group for Facebook that just allows veterans to get things off their chest.
Right. We are spending more on outreach. And the reason that's important, and you mentioned new technologies, is that for the first time since the fall of Saigon, more than half of our veterans' population is now under the age of 65. So what does that mean? That means they're computer savvy. They understand the mechanisms of communication that for their fathers and grandfathers and did not exist. And we have to meet them where they are. For the outreach for suicide, we've got a pretty massive budget. But that's a budget that encompasses not only the traditional means of communication, but also social media. We've changed the VA website, va.gov, so it is something that those who are of that age will find friendly and easy to navigate because they're used to those kinds of systems.
You mentioned two groups, the Catholic Charities and the United Way, but I hope you are aware of a unique organization that we have here, and that is the Veterans Guest House. And that would also be the opportunity to get out and talk to people.
Absolutely. And, we certainly... we applaud that. I am opening the aperture to county governments as well as tribal governments, charities. One of the things I said when I testified on Wednesday in front of the House Veterans Committees, I don't care if it's a two-person team, if they have new ideas and access to places that the government doesn't go, then we will do our best to support them if they have a commitment and a passion and a plan that can find these veterans that we don't see.
Secretary Wilkie, thank you so much. I know you have other things that you have to go.
Well, no, this is a treat, Monica, and I thank you. And I thank you for what you do. And I also thank you for promoting a program that tells our veterans before they think about taking that tragic step, that they talk to a buddy, that Spartan Pledge that you're involved in. That's the crux of having a family. And the military is unlike any other community. We have a unique culture. We have a unique language. We share things that no other part of society shares. And what you're doing with the Spartan Pledge and the Battle Buddy program is absolutely vital. It would have never happened in my father's era. This is a different time, and I thank you.
Thank you so much. Please find out more for yourself at missionact.va.gov. Secretary Wilkie, enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, and thank you again so much for all you're doing for our veterans.
Thank you, and thank you for the time, Monica. Hope we do it again.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Have your people contact my people and we'll get it all worked out. Secretary Wilkie, and you know, this is the thing. It goes to all of us to watch and to talk and to speak with those that we know who have served in the military. That's the unusual thing, is when somebody is contemplating suicide, you never know. You don't know why they did it. You don't know beforehand, and you definitely don't know afterwards. So please, get involved, missionact.va.gov. We'll be back with more about the community, especially as we check in with Craig Swope from our turkey drive today. Could be helping a homeless vet. How about that? That's another reason to donate and drop off today at Max Casino in Carson City. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. Younger and tender. I thought he was talking about the turkeys there, actually. Hey, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local. Speaking of that, let's head out to Max Casino, where Craig Swope is. I'm sorry, Mr. Craig Swope with a capital MR.
No, those are just rules for Dan, Monica. Don't have to worry about it.
All right.
They're person-specific standards.
So, now, are you actually getting into people's cars and getting their delivery for them?
I make sure that they have stopped by to open their trunk for me to pull something out, or someone from the Carson City Kiwanis or someone from the Salvation Army, because Max Casino is open, and just because somebody pulls off to the side and opens the door doesn't mean they want you in their back seat. So we try to have a little discretion along the way. But it has proven to be productive, and most people are more than happy to let us take what they have brought consciously and intentionally to donate. And I was talking to a lady, Liz, I believe is her name, and I apologize, but she was telling me about the Bulldog Cyber Cafe, and they were getting some money together, and she was on her way to go shopping right now to bring back the turkeys. Heard about the grocery outlet in Carson, buy $30 worth of groceries and they'll give you a turkey for $10. And some people have taken advantage of that to donate the turkeys. Credit union employees and staff pooled together and brought a caravan of 10 cars and 28 turkeys this morning. So there's a lot of variety. You know, there's more than one way to drop off a turkey. almost all of them are skinned too. So you can skin turkey the way you can skin a cat. But the donation, we've got three cars backed up right now. It's been very steady this morning. And and not all of it's turkey. A lot of it is non-perishable items or the instant food or packaged or canned food. Do you ever use canned asparagus?
You know, I haven't, but I have some in the pantry. I haven't done frozen either. I usually do it fresh, but I'm dying to try it.
Well, there's a casserole that my wife makes, an asparagus casserole that my mom made, and she always liked it. I always loved it. I mean, what didn't mom make that you love?
And, exactly.
But we're having, she's gone to a couple places, and the canned asparagus has been hard to find. But we'll find it. You know, worst comes to worst, we got to make it ourselves and boil it and prepare it, you know. But anyway, and the good news is that's on the short list of things I can do in a kitchen. So
that sounds good.
Yeah, but it's been a good morning. It's been a steady morning, and it's always enjoyable. I'll tell you what, Monica knows this. Anybody who's been involved in charity or community causes knows the truth of it is more blessed to give to receive. And when you're involved with something where people are giving and you're part of it, the mood's upbeat, people are smiling. It's just as real as any of the division or dissension that's a temptation away. So take advantage of the good mood and be a part of creating a good mood by sharing your holiday. And one way is with a turkey drop at Max Casino till 7 tonight for the Salvation Army. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Craig. We'll talk to you again in a little bit. We are the home of Fox News at 99.1 FM Talk, so let's get an update on what those guys are doing out in Washington, D.C. and nationally.
Live, local, and free. Talk Radio KKFT, Nevada's FM Talker, 99.1.
99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk, whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910. I hope you have a big weekend planned. Of course, we're still in our weekend making mode. It is the Monica J Show. You want to mention a special thing you got going on this weekend? Just call. It's your show. You can talk about whatever you want. I do want to mention this, though, because all we seem to be hearing about is the impeachment farce and, you know, climate crisis and everything else that the Dems are working on. And this one is pretty sad because it totally went through and you didn't get to hear about it. But the House Judiciary Committee passed the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. That means that the bill can now be voted on by the House with pretty much no warning. And there's 23 Republican co-sponsors, so it's pretty likely to pass. But you got to wonder, why is the Judiciary Committee passing a farm workforce bill? Because basically, it's just an immigration bill and not the good kind. So here's what you don't get with this immigration amnesty bill that they're pushing through. There's no reduction in immigration numbers. There's no end to the visa lottery. There's no reform of asylum or refugee laws. And what the majority of American voters want, that e-verify, yeah, that's not in there either, except for a little teeny tiny portion of employers. Not all of them, like it should be, just a little teeny tiny. So there's something that you're not hearing about today with all this other stuff. Let's go to the lines and check in 884-9910 with Gino this morning. Hi, Gino. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. You know, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm so ready.
It is. It is. It's exciting, you know, and it's good to hear everybody's contributing over there at the Max Casino. It's outstanding, yeah. And we need to help each other. And one of the things that I like about, you know, your show in Northern Nevada is that we do help each other. And we live in a time mm-hmm. where it's really easy for us to kind of get down, and we think all the crap that's going on in Washington and here in Carson with the legislature and what the things they're going to try to hammer us next time they meet. But we still live in the greatest country on the earth. And you know what? Just like the patriots who fought in the Revolutionary War, we had Minutemen. Let's have Minutemen today, Minutemamas. And part of what we're doing is we're not going to carry a rifle necessarily with the militia, but we are going to, in a second, come to defend the values that our country is all about. There are people who want to just bring us down and destroy. And we can't let it. And I love the fact that people call on your show. They talk about what's going on locally. This is what we got to get the word out. We got to fight against this because that is what the Minutemen did. They got on in an instant. They were ready to defend what they're fighting for. And I just want us to be that kind of people today. Thanksgiving is coming up. We have so much to be thankful for. And I'm just excited. I'm just trying to be positive. And I'm not going to let all the stupid Democratic impeachment inquiries, what the heck is that? I'm not going to let it get me down. We live in a great place. And I just want to encourage everybody in Northern Nevada, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for.
Jerry or Gino, I couldn't have said it better. And I'm supposed to do this for a living. Thank you so much for your call and your enthusiasm. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And you know, when the next holiday comes around, it'll be Merry Christmas and then it'll be Happy New Year's because we're not afraid to say that here. You know, this country is founded on people wanting a new life, a life away from tyranny. So that's why they left Great Britain and they came over here, and we have to thank the pilgrims. And maybe not everything was done right, but you have to embrace the Native Americans, that they welcomed them, they protected them, and they showed them how to live in an environment that they weren't used to. And that's what it's all about. It's about all of the Americans out there just having a great time and sharing with each other. And that's why I love these food drives that we do, because there's nothing better than sharing a meal. I shared a meal with a beautiful, lovely woman last night as we celebrated other inspirational women for the Girl Scouts triumphant dinner. And to see those girls up there, they were helping MC. They were introducing the honorees of the award, and they were just spectacular. The girls were going around and they were introducing themselves to strangers. They were coming up and they just started talking with you about, oh, the auction items and what was going on in school. And I was so impressed. I was so proud that I could say I was a Girl Scout. And yeah, I've probably eaten more Girl Scout cookies than I've sold, but it was that whole celebrating a meal together. That's where you talk to people and you learn about them and you learn what's going on with life and that we all share the same experiences. And I was even so just honored to meet a beautiful young lady by the name of Nettie. She's actually on the campaign committee. I think she's chairing it up. She's the chair of the Elizabeth Warren campaign. And she was on the Jackie Rosen campaign. And she was so smart and articulate. And just, we had a great conversation. You know, probably about 10 minutes of just talking there. And it wasn't arguing about, you know, socialism or anything like that. It was just, it was supporting the girls of the future that, you know, we were coming together. And that's what we can do. We disagree on a lot of things, but we live in a country that lets us disagree on things and do it civilly and do it in general. Always keep in mind that there are those countries out there that you start having an argument about an elected official or elected representative. No. Over in those countries, they are officials. They are above everybody else. And you start talking bad about them or, you know, calling them names, you have a tendency to disappear and not ever be seen again by your family. Or you have missing limbs on the body. Taken. We don't have that here. We have free will. We have the freedom of choice. We have the freedom of speech. We have the freedom of religion. We have freedoms here that nobody else will ever have. That's why we need to protect those freedoms, and we need to protect this country. So let's be thankful for that on Thanksgiving. Just carrying on with Gino's message, because it's a great message. whatever you'd like to talk about today, 884-9910. It is Friday, and it is a beautiful fall day, a little bit crisp, but it is a beautiful fall day. Now, as you go out and you think of things to do this weekend, make sure that you think about yourself, and if there is imbibing, please designate a driver. There's the Welcome Winter Weekend at North Star. We've got Mount Rose opening up. Actually, I believe they're opening 7 days a week now. We got just enough snow, and it is so cold that a lot of the different resorts around are actually making snow because it's great conditions for it. And gosh, if you like being out and about on the weekends, we got snowshoeing, we've got skiing, we've got the trails, we've got new trails opening up all of the time. Get out and take advantage of it. Because if you don't, you're going to turn around at some point and think, what happened to that? What happened to that time? What happened to the things that I was supposed to be doing? Get the kids excited about Christmas. There's toy drives going on. Santa is out and about. And think about your community. I know we're all looking for the best deals, especially a week from today. Yes, Black Friday, a week from today. But remember, those deals are always going to be there. They really are. Because everybody wants your money. All you have to do is go into stores, say, you know, hey, I saw this offer. Will you meet it? I know people are uncomfortable doing that. I get it. But in other cultures, it's an insult if you don't try to talk the price down, especially in Asian cultures. You know, other cultures, we should be thankful for the jobs that we have here and the ability to be able to tip people for doing above and beyond what their job calls for. Because there are other countries, you do not tip. If you tip somebody, that's an insult. So think about that as we're requiring people to make 20% tips. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And I've worked in fields where, you know, you work hard for those tips. You never take it out on people, you know. Don't take it out on the server if your meal wasn't exactly right. That could be coming from the kitchen, not the server. Judge people on their service. Go out, get your Christmas tree. We're not setting anything up because that is a tried and true family tradition that no Christmas decorations go up until the day after and the weekend after Thanksgiving. That's our family tradition. But I have to tell you, driving through my neighborhood at night, there are a lot of people that have their Christmas decorations up already. And it's kind of beautiful. There's something about those lights. You see those colored lights, and it's just, it gets you ready for celebrating all of the holidays and just celebrating all that we have together. Stick around. We're going to get an update from Craig Swope, who is out at the Salvation Army, Max Casino, and Evans Broadcast Turkey Drive. So glad this was started 22 years ago. And we're just going to keep it going. Because it's great to give. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So, what do you want to talk about? That number stays the same every day of the week, 884-9910. And, of course, it's live and local every weekday from 10 until noon, the subject you want to talk about. And I would like to talk about giving. So let's head back out to Max Casino right there, right on Carson Street, and check in with Craig Swope, who's out there helping collect all of those wonderful frozen turkeys and hams and whatever you want to donate for this great drive with the Salvation Army and Max Casino and Evans Broadcast. How are we doing out there, Craig?
I would say very well, but I'm not the final arbiter of how we're doing, but I think it's going well. It's been steady. We've had just about every step of the way, cars either in the process coming in or leaving. The traffic's been pretty steady. We've had Roger from the Republican Men's Club, John from Honor Flight, Pat from Genoa, anonymous donor bringing in 10 turkeys. Precision Plumbing brought in 4, Debbie from Carson, Bill from Mendon, Lou Ann from Carson, Barbara from Carson, Pat from Genoa, all donors.
I mean, that's the cool thing, especially coming from, you know, that's the thing. The Salvation Army services all of the different areas, okay? It's not just right there for Carson City. So remember, your donation is actually going out into a wide community. As the secretary of the VA said, you know, our rurals are just as important as downtown. So remember, the Salvation Army also serves all. They never once ask, you know, what is your religion? What is your, you know, sexual preference? What is your blah, blah, blah? The Salvation Army, I know they were criticized for something that a singer was, you know, that's old news. And that's what came out of that whole rigmarole where she even backtracked, you know, not being a part of the Red Kettle Drive and getting the kickoff, because the Salvation Army serves all. And that's a great reason to come down and donate today, right, Craig?
Absolutely. Thank you for covering. I'm not sure what I did, but I'm sure it was something I did. It's going well. Things are just fine. It's been steady. People are in a good mood. The sun is shining. A little breezy. It is 50 degrees, but boy, my memory says last year it was a lot colder than this. And bundle up. I think I wore 2 stocking caps last year for the turkey drop. So
you
still time to come down.
You haven't had any fresh pumpkin pies delivered that won't make it until Thanksgiving that we have to take back to the studio and eat, have you?
Not as yet, but you know, I'm guessing that Tanner's pumpkin pie radar is finally tuned today.
I'm at 9 pies.
He's looking for 9 pies. He's got a challenge, a 9 pie challenge. You bring 9 pies, and he considers that a challenge that he can eat them all. So.
Well, you know, you can bring frozen pies too and donate them.
That's true. Why wait when the sun is shining? So, yeah, it's going to be a good afternoon. I can tell you that. It's the weather's just fine. People are in a good mood, and lots of donations coming in. But we need to keep it going. The need is significant. So,
yes,
thank you for all that you do, and we will. Well, Tanner will check in with you after 12 noon. He won't check in with you.
No,
he's
going to
check in with Tom Sullivan.
He's not allowed to be on my show.
And I think I'm getting a sense as to why that is, and it seems very appropriate. So
yes. All right. Thank you, Craig, for being down there. Appreciate it. Yes, we're going to have Tanner from our sister station, The Wolf. He's going to be there from noon to 2, and then Connie Ray from the Connie Ray and Friends Morning Show on Fun will be there from 2 until 4, and then 4 to wrap it up until 7 o'clock will be our very own Chris Payne from Alt-92. So please, participate. We're going until 7 o'clock tonight, and it is just a way to make yourself feel better. We do. It's about the giving. It's about the sharing, and we do always feel better. So as I give you this last little bit here before we take off for the weekend, I'm reading some emails that are going back and forth between lab experts and private labs and QOL, Reno, and the water test that they did on the Truckee River, our drinking water, as compared with, you know, the water that goes through for Tumwa to clean, and, you know, it goes through all those treatments and everything. So when it comes out of your tap, that's absolutely perfect for you to drink. We have, because of the treatment, we have some of the best drinking water in the country. But let me tell you, the water itself of the Truckee is contaminated and heavily in certain areas. And that's why I'm so glad to see the Reno City Council, the county commissioners, and law enforcement take this seriously and be a part of these cleanups that are finally happening and getting the homeless encampments away from our drinking water. Because people still go into the Truckee River. Why did we spend so much money on a whitewater rafting experience? Why did we spend so much money, you know, beautifying the park there at Idlewild? people go into that water and they don't want to be in contaminants. Yes, the encampments we've been focusing on are a little bit further downstream, but there are encampments upstream as well. So be careful where you're fishing and make sure that when you're going back and forth with emails, you be respectful. Not everybody's an expert, and people don't claim to be experts. So read between the lines. And when people start getting snarky back, you know, call them on their misdiagnosis of the problems. Elected representatives. Just remember that. And remember, we are just months away from electing new ones. So, after that being said, have a wonderful weekend. You know I'm thinking the same things you are. Friends, family, and a community we can be proud of, and making sure that our tax dollars are being spent wisely and properly. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you. And keep it locked on to 99.1.